the name of this show?
It is called Comp 40 Office Hours.
Comp 40 Office Hours. You know what they do at work? Nothing. Yeah. All right, they listen to music all day, all right?
Are you ready to go with that song?
Come on, jump on with us.
We'll just hit it.
All right. DJ D and Ron, we out of here, y'all.
You'd rather make it hard. Loving you is like a battle.
It's like a battle.
And we both end up with scars. Tell me who I have to give so reciprocity.
Yeah.
was The Sweet Tunes of Miss Lauryn Hill. Thank you for putting that on DJ Pizza Days. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, DJ Natty Light.
Oh, yeah, I'm excited about that new DJ name. Thank you for that.
Well, we're still waiting on a surprise visit from a should-be regular DJ, DJ Teddy Grahams.
And DJ Ghostface. What Ghost DJ?
Ghost.
Should DJ. Be showing up soon as well. This is Comp 40 Office Hours. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in again to our show. Let's see how many of you there are. Oh my God, we've got 19 of you listening in online, and however many of you are in your cars.
Doesn't take a Comp 40 TA to say that 19's a prime number, I think. Yeah.
Wow. Well, it could take a math major, which, nope. is also what you are. So like I mentioned last week, I'm in Comp 20, which is half of 40. And my group from my midterm project wants to make a website for this radio show because I'd mentioned to one of them that I do this. So we might have a cool website coming up in a couple weeks.
That's, do you know if the website comp40officehours.com is taken? And listeners, if you hear this, don't go Googling it and buy it before we do, okay?
That's a really good question. I want to go check that. But I think it'll be like a GitHub website. We don't just get to have a .com domain.
Oh, okay.
Because we host on GitHub. Okay. Either way. But don't take that on GitHub either. Yeah. How are you? I'm kind of warm.
I'm a little warm too. I took off my jacket.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
But hey, it's not raining today. That's a thing.
Hey, that's a fact. Yeah. Exciting one at that. All right. Should we listen to some more tunes?
Yeah. Let's get back into it.
All righty.
Thank you. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you. Remember, I'll always be true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. I'll pretend that I'm missing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving your eyes and I'll kiss you.
Hi, folks.
Oh, I'm not trying to continue playing music. So some of our listeners are sending me messages asking, is it Beatles Day at WMFO? And the answer is no, it is not Beatles Day. We are just having issues, and the only local music we have is the Beatles. Thank you for your questions and concerns.
It's like the opposite of that new movie Yesterday, with where everyone forgets everything but the Beatles.
But we're just everything's the Beatles. But the Beatles.
Yeah. No. They forget the Beatles.
They forget the Beatles. Yeah. I got that wrong. Thank you.
This is We Forget Everything But the Beatles.
Did you watch that movie?
I saw the trailer like 7 times, just fascinated by the concept.
That's almost the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some trailers are like the whole movie.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was this trailer.
That was one of those. I watched it on an airplane, so it wasn't like I was looking for quality television.
What's your take on the movie?
It was good. I enjoyed the music. Some good bops. But
do you like the Beatles?
Yeah, hot take. I do enjoy their music. I know not many people do.
You're such a hipster.
Right. I don't like seek them out, but since they were there, I enjoyed them. Yeah. Anyways, welcome back to the show, DJ Teddy Grahams. We missed you.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
I'm glad. Yeah.
I'm glad too. I just wanted to put that out there.
You came in wearing a really cool coat. That coat always makes me happy.
Thank you.
I was wondering when you were walking up the stairs, is that coat like a tall coat specifically like for tall people? Because I feel like it wouldn't fit anyone who was under your height. It would be like on the ground, but it fits you perfectly.
I think it's like a...
Like, I think if I wore it, someone would call the cops on me.
You would look like a bunch of kids stacked on top of each other trying to be a person.
How do we describe this coat?
It's a woman's 20W.
Wait, what does that mean?
I don't know what a 20W is.
That's like not a size.
20 just, waist.
20 wow.
20 wows.
It says 20 wows long. Okay.
20 wows long, yeah.
What's like this texture called? I feel like it has a name.
Tweed.
What did you call me?
I think it's wool.
I wish it were tweed. Yeah. I don't even know what tweed looks like, but I want this to be it.
Are we sure it's not tweed?
I feel like that could be what tweed is.
I don't know. I don't feel tweedy.
Oh, Tweety Bird?
I don't think I'm tweedy.
Okay. Cool. Should we try to listen to something that's not the Beatles? I don't know if it's going to work, but should we make an effort?
Yeah, I mean, worst case scenario, they get radio silence.
Okay, let's see if it happens or not. Seems like it's not happening.
Radio silence.
What should we do? Should we just, maybe I have to press this thing.
She's so relentless.
Oh. Yeah. There we go. Enjoy.
In Miami, where we What about love? What about joy? Are you gonna knock me down? Is it all in your head? Your mind is made up. You made your point yet again. Are you gonna
first thing on the hear. Yeah, let's go ahead and do that.
All right, guys, we just listened to Gorgeous by Izzy Bizzoo, and before that was Sangria Wine by Pharrell Williams and Camila Cabello. I actually have a joke for you about Toes. Can I tell you? I have to hold on. I literally just found it, and then I thought you might enjoy it. It's also otherwise related to you. Why didn't the cannibal eat the guy with no legs?
Why?
Because he was lactose intolerant.
Are you lactose intolerant?
Do you get it? No legs, lactose. Okay, cool. Should I explain it further?
That was a pretty good explanation.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any jokes?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, you guys look like it's summertime.
Arms out.
I know. I haven't seen arms in a while.
I actually, like, wore shorts the other day for the first time in months, and I didn't really recognize my legs. Like, I was like, you, hello.
Was it on Monday when it was really nice?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I missed that. Let's see. Can I read you some more jokes? I'm just on reddit.com/r/dadjokes, which is a website I've recently discovered. And have zero...
The website is going to Reddit?
Yeah. Like, do you have a Reddit account, or do you just to reddit.com?
I have zero understanding of how Reddit works. I just go to this one webpage. Okay. It's a poem. I dig. You dig. He digs. She digs. We dig. They dig. It's not a very long poem, but it's pretty deep. Because they're digging.
Yeah.
And, like, poems can, like, if a poem really, like, touches you emotionally, people will say, oh, that's so deep.
I saw a meme the other day that was, like, someone conjugating Amy Klobuchar's last name, like, a Spanish verb.
Oh, that's so funny.
I think there needs to be a new subreddit that's just... DJ Natty Light explaining dad jokes. So every post on dad jokes gets sent to this one, and then
there's
DJ Natty Light explains.
There's just a clip of you sitting there like, do you get it? He doesn't have any legs.
Have you guys seen like how Amy Klobuchar does a hot dish? I kind of want to try. Have you seen her hot dish? Like apparently
she throw hot dishes at people?
Wait,
what are you talking about?
No, she like
scandalous.
She makes like a casserole and like she like shares. Her
oh yeah, she brings casseroles all her rallies. She's strong Midwestern mom energy.
Yeah, that's a lot. And she puts tater tots on them.
Ooh,
my professor was telling me this.
Whoa,
this is what I'm getting from my Tufts education.
I know.
Do you think if we get Amy Klobuchar for an interview on this show, she'll bring a casserole?
My guess would be yes.
We should look into that.
Yeah. She was the one who, like, declared her campaign in the middle of a snowstorm in, like, Minnesota.
Oh, yeah, there's that photo of her in the blizzard thing. But then she does the same joke at every speech she gives. She's like, Donald Trump, I'd like to see how your hair fares in a blizzard. And she delivers it the exact same way every time.
Do you think I'm allowed to say this word?
Yes. I think, yeah.
Say the word.
This is going to be my last joke for you before we get back to music.
Scandalous.
What is it called when two mummies fart at the same time?
Was the word fart?
Any ideas? This is a really good one. Toot in common.
Are you sure not? Wait.
Toot in common. Like, do you remember the?
Yeah, toot in common. Toot in common. I don't know how to say it.
King Tut.
Yeah, yeah.
The one who was like young and he died and he has that big tomb.
Yeah.
Oh, also.
I was thinking of the
sarcophagus.
Yeah.
Yeah. My sister and I played hide and seek in his tomb, which is maybe not okay.
You're going to get cursed. The whole thing was like if you screwed around in their tombs, you got cursed for like years and years.
Have you seen The Mummy with Brendan Fraser before?
I have not. Have you?
I have. It's terrifying. And I'm really happy you didn't get cursed because Brendan Fraser got cursed when he played with a mummy.
Because that was the thing, like archaeologists, there was a string of like the first archaeologist to discover like a set of Egyptian tombs,
mm-hmm.
Like they all died young, like they got sick right afterwards and people were like, the curse is working, you weren't supposed to go down there.
It's probably because there was like some old like disease or something. True. That they
like, wait, what was the thing, the like mummy cheese or something, like that billion year old cheese they found in the Egyptian tomb, and we were like, can we eat it?
It's like fossilized. Yeah, isn't cheese just like mold anyways?
Yeah.
Do they eat it?
No.
Oh. Alright, boring, whatever. Alright, you have any final thoughts about mummies? I've got a mummy.
Okay. My mom.
Alright, back to the music, yeah? Desperado. Sitting in a old Monte Carlo. A man whose heart is hollow. Take it easy. I'm not trying to go against you. Actually, I'm going with you. Gotta get up out of here and you and leave me behind. I know you won't, cause we share common interests.
Change my mind.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm pretty emotional, just like under the surface because of that music. Like, I know we've been having conversations in the studio, but at the same time, just like underneath that, I've been getting more emotional because of the soundtrack we've been listening to.
Wow, that was definitely stirring up something.
Yeah. I hadn't addressed it, but I just want to address it on there now.
That was the theme to Spirited Away by Joe Hisaishi. Before that, we listened to Row by John Bryan. And before that, you had Other Side by the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Thanks for that.
Three back-to-back bangers, and that you're only going to get that here at, what's our show name?
Comp 40 Office Hours.
Comp 40 Office Hours, let's go.
That's right. So I wanted to ask you guys all a question. Can I ask you all a question?
Yeah. The title of this website is Conversation Starters for Kids. Just thought you guys should know that.
For kids?
For kids.
I feel like if I were forced to like babysit some kids and I didn't know what to talk about, I would Google that quickly. Like, so
who are you voting for?
That's exactly what's happening right now. Okay, so if you could only store one type of food in your pocket, what would you carry?
That's a great conversation starter.
Wait, in your anything pocket? Cooked?
I feel, well, you have to think about like, it's in your pocket.
It's just straight in your pocket?
That's what I imagine.
That is what kids do.
Like a zip up pocket full of tater tots.
Ooh, tater tots is a great answer.
Oh, it's so oily.
They did Napoleon Dynamite.
Okay. That's a good answer, actually.
It's got to be a zip up pocket. I don't want to have to cram.
Why?
Like, I wouldn't want to cram tater tots in these jean pockets.
You think like cargo short pockets?
The pants that he was wearing in the movie like aren't really, I don't know how to describe it, but they had a loose zipper pocket where Napoleon was able to stuff like pretty comfortably like a cafeteria lunch size portion of tater tots, which were later kicked by the bully because Napoleon wouldn't give him some of his tots. So then they all got smushed anyway. So don't have enemies, and then you can put tater tots in your pocket.
I'd love to have tots on the go, actually.
Yeah.
That's a good one. How about you guys?
Maybe Fruit Loops.
Milk?
No. No milk. Just Fruit Loops.
Oh, I do recall that you ate your cereal without milk the other day. Mm-hmm. That made me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had, what's the product?
Oh, yeah, that one.
Product.
Nope.
We don't know the product.
I can't do it without laughing. This was like 2005, like one of the earliest videos I saw on YouTube was Smosh's video called Beef and Go.
That sounds like an early YouTube video.
What
does that mean?
It was a tube.
Sorry, what? It was a tube?
Is it a tube of beef?
He's nodding his head,
like,
yes.
Like, I'm imagining like Go-Gurt, but make it beef.
Oh. It's kind of like Spam.
Oh, that's like nasty.
Oh, ew.
Ew.
Were you supposed to like pour it out onto like a pan and it cooked into beef?
Oh.
Was it already cooked? No.
Unclear.
Can't you like get an illness from just raw beef?
Drinking beef. Wait,
it's called beef go
and,
beef.
Beef and go.
Beef and go. Beef and go. Yeah.
Let's go beef.
Maybe it's like
beef
and. Beef N, just an N.
N.
Oh, just N. Oh, that, you know it's bad.
Beef N go.
Beef N go.
Oh,
yeah, 2008 Smosh.
Yep, it's... Oh, it's got its own Wikipedia page.
Should we play it?
Is this a real product? Was this ever actually made?
Is this our PSA?
Oh, we have to do a PSA, that's
PSA,
true.
Beef N go.
I wonder if... How's the audio?
Maybe there's a PSA about raw beef.
Let's listen to a clip from this. I'm kind of curious.
Okay.
Oh boy.
There's a theme song, folks. There's a theme song.
Oh my god, there's a theme song. I do see that. Oh, and then someone... Oh, he later made, in 2016, he made Veg and Go.
That sounds a little bit...
For the vegetarian brethren.
Palatable.
Beef and go is really neat. It's the best food that you'll ever eat. Squishy, squashy, down your throat. Gives your lungs a meaty coat. Always good for...
out in fine dining. It breaks down your stomach lining.
Beef and go is super cool. Fatal diseases get you out of school.
Ever wanna eat horse balls? Swallow it down with beef and all.
Beef and go is really neat. It's the best food that you'll ever eat.
Whoa.
Is that like the Taco Bell logo that they copied?
They talked about beef in your lungs, but when you eat beef, it doesn't go into your lungs, hopefully.
Beef and go travels directly to
your lungs. You're like inhaling it.
Yeah.
You breathe in the beef and go.
You get beefy lungs, nice and beefy. That's what you want.
I'm really glad I know that exists.
You gotta eat big to get big.
Exactly. So is that what you would keep in your pocket?
Yeah.
Oh, that was your answer?
That was my answer.
And they were saying it's nearly fatal and it can get you out of school. So I guess maybe, hey kids, there's a tip.
You're going to be patient zero for the Tufts plague.
Oh God, that's a good thing that's happening. Did you guys hear about the cruise ship?
Yeah, that just like circling. No one will
let it
land
off the coast
anywhere.
Of Japan.
Yeah.
Have you guys heard about this? It's like a cruise ship off the coast of Japan that has 400 cases of coronavirus.
It's kind
of
like Train to Busan.
Whoa.
Has anyone seen that?
Yeah.
Right?
Whoa.
No, like you.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Do you see they're making a sequel?
How? What?
I don't know. It was wildly successful.
The movie was, yeah. Train to Busan is a movie where it's set in Korea. When this guy and his daughter board a train to like Busan, which is a city in the south of Korea.
Okay.
As a zombie outbreak happens, and like right as the doors are closing to their train, like one zombified person sneaks on, and like it's one of those where you turn other people. So like they're on a train traveling through like the countryside as like this zombie outbreak spreads through the train and people try to survive.
That's terrifying.
So
wait, that's exactly
it's kind of like the cruise ship. Yeah,
it was this one guy who got on, and then he like was on the cruise ship for 5 days,
and like they can't stop and get off anywhere. It's just like spreading while they travel.
Yeah, wait, that's exactly what happened. Yeah. That's bizarre. Oh my God. You know how usually like life informs films? Now like films are informing life. This is...
Aha.
Oh, should we talk about simulations?
Sure, let's go back to that.
That was last show.
After
we'll
leave
week
that. Hiatus. Was it 2 weeks ago?
Oh, that was our first show perhaps. Yeah. Okay, so now we know beef and go. Hannah Hatch, our dear friend, always keeps Tic Tacs in her pocket, which makes me a little uncomfortable.
Like
loose Tic Tacs?
Yeah, she like takes them out of the box.
Like melted?
This is on purpose?
On purpose. They're not melted. She takes them out of the box and will like slip a couple into her pocket just as a treat.
I guess they don't really melt like M&M's would.
No, they don't really melt. I keep almonds in my pocket a lot.
Almonds?
Sometimes I get hungry and just pop an almond.
Have you guys heard of Ziploc bags?
That feels wasteful. This way it's just
you get a
pocket.
Reusable Ziploc bag with just your pocket.
That's what a pocket is. Okay. Well, then why didn't you tell him to use a Ziploc bag for his tots?
Well, that was a hypothetical.
Or just like
you're really doing
stuff,
this.
Stuff an open Ziploc bag into your pocket and then use it as
like
a liner, and then change them out every day. That way you can carry like soup.
Oh my God.
Chili.
Imagine just in the middle of class.
You get a handle of chili out of your pocket. No, you don't take out the bag. Like you still use it like a pocket.
But you just assure everyone around you that it's fine because you got a liner.
Just dip a spoon into your pocket. Eat your soup. Oh God.
This is DJ Teddy Grand signing out. I have to go get coffee or else I'll fall asleep in class.
All right, thanks for joining us today.
The Ziploc conversation was too much, wasn't it?
Apparently so. All right, let's listen to some music then.
Okay.
breaker and mind bender, seller, check saver and money giver, the time spender. We chief are here to find center, enter the mind and find peace, is my pleasure to find center. Young mind but mindless, tongue tied aside, but don't blind the mind. It's fuck opinions, the sun died, it's times, the sun resides. As I shut my mind's eyelids, cheap sleeper, deep inside of the jungle. Now the people please, I'd rather bleed out from my knuckles. Tea sipper, empty stomach, but fair proper. Could be richer, forget papa, I never missed ya. Real lover, hip hop head, the best surfer. Candlelighter, the set burner, MX server. Glass cracker, ass tapper, way past nimble. Rap writer, mic controller, it's that simple.
Hi.
Hey.
Where are my headphones?
All right. Today's PSA. Radiology related. Has your doctor ordered a CT scan, MRI, mammogram, or other radiology test? Prepare for your exam by visiting radiologyinfo.org. Radiologyinfo.org gives you detailed descriptions of nearly 100 tests and treatments. Visit radiologyinfo.org.
Straight to the point.
Huh. Isn't there a certain age past which, like, men are recommended to, like, yearly or annually get a prostate exam and women a mammogram or something?
Yeah, there definitely is.
But a prostate exam isn't radiology.
You're right. That's a little more involved.
Have you ever gotten a CAT scan?
Or an MRI? I don't think I have.
CAT, really? What is that, for your brain?
Yeah. When I got a concussion, I got a CAT scan.
Is your brain smooth? Concussion from, like, trying to jump downstairs?
Maybe. Perhaps.
You tried to jump downstairs?
Yeah. You know the stairs in, what's the, Ren? Mm-hmm. Ren. And you know how there's, like, stair, and then, like, the way their stairs are set up is that there's no back to them, so it's just, like, that.
You stairs know? In Ren, no back.
Like, it's not like this. It's, like, a stair and a stair and a stair, and they're just parallel.
But yeah.
No, like, they're open.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
So the stairs are on top of each other. So I stood at the top of one flight of stairs, and I thought that I could... Well, okay, someone else did it first. It's just that they were a lot taller than me, so they could do it easily.
Yeah.
But they jumped from the top of one flight of stairs and grabbed the ledge on the bottom stair of the flight of stairs that was above us.
Oh.
And they swung from it, and it looked so cool. And okay. I, like, 2 feet shorter than this person... I was like, I can do that.
Were you sober?
Can I admit that? No,
like she was sad, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like somber. Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking to cheer myself up by performing an acrobatic feat. And I did, I did get my fingers, like, on the ledge. I could reach it. But the momentum of the jump took me, like, completely parallel to the ground, like, horizontal. And my fingers slipped off the ledge and I landed on my head. From, like, a good height up. Yeah.
Oof. That's really
Did you knock
rough.
Yourself out?
No. It actually didn't hurt at first, which is weird. I just kind of was, like, lying on the ground. Like,
help.
What just happened? It made a bad... My head hitting the stair made a bad sound.
Oh, my God. I would imagine.
But, yeah, and then they went and they CAT scanned me.
Ooh.
Is it... Can you have metal in a CAT scan? Because they told me to, like, take out any earrings mm-hmm. and such, but I have earrings that I can't take out. And I told them, they were like, oh, whatever.
Isn't there, like, a really strong magnet?
That's what I thought. I was kind of concerned when they were like, it's fine, just go in.
Bizarre.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe if you already had, like, a metal plate in your head.
That's true. It's not like they could take that out.
Do people have metal? Right, probably. People have metal plates in their heads?
Yeah.
Yeah, like.
I think maybe if you crack your skull.
Right.
Sometimes you, they plate it up.
With metal? Is that?
Yeah.
Like. Aluminum foil.
Yeah, like what else?
Okay.
Donor bone.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you guys for tuning in today. This has been Comp 40 Office Hours. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. Catch us next week. I couldn't cotton, I'm come with the locusts.
Trying my best to keep focused. Catching my ass to the water like Moses. Singing my song for the broke. Singing my song for the hurt. I'm getting back to the business. I'm getting back to the feeling. I'm giving back to the chill. One of these smallers, I'ma swerve on them. Down in your chest, you gon' get it. Down in your chest, put you up with the spirit. I'ma expose how you living. I don't wanna impose. Let you play these games. Yeah. Always out for the aim. Waking up to the same things. I don't think that they get it. In the trunk, got blessings. They just wanna keep leverage. Yeah.